I'm with Asaduddin Owaisi, the MP from Hyderabad, the president of the AIMIM, which is now in a very interesting alliance in Bihar in the coming assembly elections, Bihar, later this month. Mr. Owaisi, welcome to the print.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So, Mr. Owaisi, if you can just give us the broad picture about the four or five parties that are in alliance and fighting the elections in Bihar. Apart from the MIM, there is the Oprakash Rajbhar's party. Then there is the BSP of Mayawati, the RLSP of Upendra Kushwaha, and a couple more.
Yes, and Devendra Prasad Yadav's
party. The Samajwadi, the Janata Dal Democratic.
Yeah.
So what is this alliance about, and why are so many of these, why are so many of you seemingly with contradictory ideologies coming together to fight this election?
Well, all of us have come together to ensure that the 15 years of Nitish Kumar's tenure as the Chief Minister of Bihar and the other 15 years of RJD, the people of Bihar didn't deserve what they should have got in terms.
So what should they have got, Mr. Owaisi?
Well, the people of Bihar deserve good governance. The people of Bihar deserve good health infrastructure. The people of Bihar deserve, if not complete, but at least lesser corruption, maintenance of law and order, development. On these parameters, in a good education, on every point of what I have told you, Mr. Nitish Kumar has failed completely as the Chief Minister. For example, you have, it's the only state which have more than 52% people are illiterates. You have...
He has done his best, Mr.
No.
He has been Chief Minister for 15 years. What Bihar was 15 years ago and what it is now. I think Nitish Kumar has done quite well.
Well, Nitish, let me finish what I have to say.
Okay.
Nitish Kumar has failed in terms of providing quality education, in terms of student and teacher ratio. Bihar is the lowest. You come to one, Bihar is the only state, number one state in India, which has one doctor looking after, 28,000 patients. It is the second most corrupt state. Thirdly, even the Swachh Abhiyan says that Patna is the most dirtiest city. It has 33% of patients in Bihar suffer from acute respiratory illness.
But sir, aap bataiye, how was
let me complete. Out of the 20, the government of India MSME data says out of the 25. Industrial most backward districts, 15 are from Bihar. So this, you know, and then in terms of floods, every year you have lakhs of acres of land which is being cut off. And
but you are the MP from Hyderabad. Why do you think you will be able to make a change or make a difference in Bihar?
Well, you see, number one, we will be able to provide an independent political leadership which will not be under the control of RJD, Congress or JDU.
But sir, your parties are all so small. How do you think you're going to make a difference? You have the RJD, which has got a caste vote bank of the Yadavs. You have Nitish Kumar, which is tied up with the BJP, a very, very powerful ruling party. How do you think you're going to matter?
Well, you see, to answer your question, is that had RJD got Yadav vote, why don't they have a single MP in Lok Sabha from Bihar?
Because it's been swept by the BJP, that's why.
So that answers your question, because they don't have their own core vote of Yadavs. And secondly, you talk about Nitish Kumar. Nitish Kumar, you mark my words, after the result is out, Nitish Kumar would be the most weakest politician in Bihar. After the
what way? In what way?
In terms of seats, in terms of because there is no such cohesion, unity within the NDA. How is it possible that you have LJP, Nitish Kumar with BJP in Delhi, but when it comes to Patna, you have LJP giving maximum number of tickets to BJP people. So that is why we feel that the people of Bihar, they deserve a good political combination. They are tired, and in fact, they are fed up with Nitish Kumar.
Explain this alliance to me. Chirag Paswan's LJP, his father, Mr. Ram Vilas Paswan, unfortunately passed away very, very recently. But they are allying with the BJP in the center, but against the JDU-BJP alliance in the state. What is this saying to the people of Bihar?
It clearly shows that, number one, there is no unity in the NDA. Secondly, BJP also in their hearts of hearts want Nitish Kumar to lose badly. And they want to end his political career, which I'm sure it will end, because what goes around comes around with Nitish Kumar. You know, law of averages will catch up with Nitish Kumar. That is bound to happen. But the people of Bihar are politically, I'm of the opinion throughout India, they're very politically shrewd. And they've seen the game of the NDA. And they don't have confidence in the RJD Congress, because what happened in parliament election, they were completely swept by the NDA. So that is why people this time around will ensure that their votes don't go to a party which cannot defeat Nitish Kumar and BJP. That is why we are hopeful that the people of Bihar will bless us and give us their support and vote with this political combination, which is headed by Mr. Kushwaha and convener Devendra Prasad Yadav.
But Mr. Owaisi, again, the same question. You are a primarily pro-Muslim party. You have the assembly seat of Kishanganj. That's it, just that one seat. I mean, for a small party like yours, perhaps that's a big thing. But if you're going to be targeting the Muslim vote in Bihar, are you saying that the other small parties are also going to target their own caste base?
Well, number one, it is wrong to assume that MIM is only relies or talks about Muslim vote or Muslim support. Because the Kishanganj seat, if you see that, it's not only a Muslim voters, but there are different non-Muslim voters also are there. And also, I am of the opinion that the voter on Bihar is not hostage to any political party, whether it is of any caste. So that is why, this is the right time for this political combination. And we have one MLA. 5 years ago, we contested 6 seats and we lost deposits in 5 assembly seats. Then came the parliament election.
Right.
Akhtarul Iman, our president of Bihar, got 3 lakh votes. Had we not contested the Kishanganj parliament seat, the Congress would not have won, because there was only a gap of 45,000 votes between.
But you cut the vote of the Congress candidate.
No, the Congress candidate won from Kishanganj because we contested. If that is the criteria of MIM dividing votes, then had we not contested, Akhtarul Iman of MIM got 3 lakh votes, the JDU candidate got 3.25 lakh votes, and the Congress MP, present MP, got 3.5 lakh.
That's exactly what I meant, is that you cut the vote of the RJD candidate.
When you say cut the vote, you know, the voter is not a hostage to anyone. Why would anyone even say that, you're cutting the votes?
Because you're looking at a big picture. You're looking at a JDU alliance with the BJP. And if you're looking to be the opposition, what you're doing right now is that you're taking away the vote that is being attracted by another opposition and more powerful opposition party.
You see, this is not a magic show or someone does a magic and he starts clapping and you take out a rabbit out of a hat. This is politics. You know, you impress the people, you win their hearts and they vote for you. But to say that I am cutting into their votes.
And helping the BJP.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is why I say that we contested 3 parliament seats in 2019. And because of that 3 parliament seats, BJP could win 300 odd parliament seats. The Congress contested 192 parliament seats and BJP 171. My MP from Aurangabad defeated Shiv Sena, an MP of 23 years. Hmm. And now Congress is sitting in the lap of Shiv Sena. So everywhere we are contesting, BJP is losing. So there is empirical data which clearly shows that MIM contesting is not helping BJP. It is the Congress incapacity, intellectual dishonesty, and no political conviction. That is why BJP is winning.
No, but what is going to happen in Bihar? For example, if you're fighting on 19 seats, the MIM is fighting on 19 seats, and Nitish Kumar is also has always sought the Muslim vote. So what happens now? Is it a seedha takkar between you and Nitish, at least on these 19 seats?
No. Nitish will lose. Forget about not only Muslim vote, but Nitish will lose very bad. Because
we will lose this election.
Definitely. People are tired of Nitish Kumar. People are angry with Nitish Kumar. People have no confidence in Nitish Kumar. People don't see him as what they used to see him 5 years ago. Because you see, 5 years ago, this whole Gadbandhan, they came together on the promise. Nitish Kumar said, "Main sanghiyon ko sang mukt Bharat karunga." Lalu said, "We will stop BJP RSS." Congress said the same thing. I was called an Ot Katwa. But what happens now is that Nitish Kumar goes and joins BJP. So aren't Congress and RJD responsible for this? Because you deceive the people of Bihar by taking their vote, and then your alliance is in splinters. So that is why people now want to exercise their vote with extreme caution.
Who is the Ot Katwa in this time around? Is it you or is it somebody else?
If people call me with that title, I take it as a badge of honor. I don't give two hoots about it. But the fact of the matter is that people know for a fact that any political party who's not able to defeat BJP, so have to blame Muslims. They have to blame Muslims. So, as we say in Hyderabad, naach na jaane to aangan teda, go ahead, you bestow all this honor on me. Because if I am able to defeat the Congress party, fantastic. I will continue to do that.
If this is going to be a direct contest between the MIM candidates, at least in these 19 seats, and Nitish Kumar, is Nitish Kumar's Muslim vote going to get affected?
So Nitish Kumar will lose not only where MIM candidates are there, Nitish Kumar will lose where Kushwaha RLSP candidates are there, Devendra Prasad candidate is there, BSP is there. You mark my words, he's very, very weak. And all this talk about development man, socialist, it has gone to tatters,
He is supported by the most powerful party in the country, the BJP.
Well, I am not a sophologist, neither I do have the knowledge of future. But BJP also in their own hearts, they want to get rid of Nitish Kumar. They want Nitish Kumar. A more weaker and a meeker Nitish Kumar and a more submissive one. And that is why you see this.
How do you know that, Mr. Obesi?
Well, you should come to Bihar and visit and see. You will feel the buzz. Being a senior journalist, you will definitely, within 10-12 hours of your travel, you will form this opinion which I am telling you.
So what happens then? So give us the big picture. Nitish and the BJP are in alliance. The Chirag Paswan's LJP is in alliance with the BJP in the center against Nitish in the state. And then there is your alliance. And of course, there is the RJD. So give us the big picture in your view.
I am not that qualified enough to give a big picture. But
you have experience is quite remarkable from Hyderabad to Bihar. So we would be very interested.
But the only picture I see is that Nitish is also holding Modi's picture. LJP is also holding Modi's picture. That is the picture which I am seeing. And RJD, they have RJD and Congress. Do you have a RJD person who is the CM face of the alliance? Was sitting in Delhi for 2.5 months when 28 lakh migrant laborers from India came to Bihar. This man wants to become the chief minister, but he was comfortably sitting in New Delhi, and it speaks volumes about his commitment to the people of Bihar.
Talking about Tejasvi Yadav.
Yes, exactly. These are numbers which are given by all. These are genuine numbers, and then you say that we'll do this, we'll do that. People don't have this RJD Congress alliance. They don't inspire confidence. They don't inspire confidence at all.
Sir, mujhe ye bataiye that, I was, when Chirag Paswan has been quite upset with Nitish Kumar, and there is obviously a great deal of acrimony between those two leaders. But explain to me, what are the people of Bihar, how are they reacting to the fact that the that the Paswan party, the LJP, is in alliance with the BJP in the center and against Nitish in the state. How are people reacting to that?
You know, people are reacting, they are making a fun of it. They are joking about it, that how is it that you share power in Delhi and when you come to Bihar, you have a different political fight over here. And that is why I say that the people of Bihar are very shrewd politically, they are very clever. And they've seen this game of LJP, JDU and BJP, which is being played out to deceive the people of Bihar. Last time they were deceived in the name of Gadbandhan, and now again these people want to be deceived again. But I'm sure this time around the people of Bihar will not be carried away by such deceit of all these political parties.
But Mr. Obesi, you know, the thing is that there is a very powerful alliance between the BJP and the JDU. And then there are weaker opposition alliances. One is yourself, the other is the RJD Congress alliance. As bilkul ye to koi takkar ki baat hi nahi hai. The BJP has absolutely no contest.
Well,
it could walk over everybody, it seems.
You might be right in what you're saying, but let me correct you. What happened in Maharashtra? What happened in Maharashtra assembly election? This was the same thought process. Oh, there is a cakewalk and Devendra Fadnavis will become the chief minister. And what will happen to that alliance, this alliance? You know, you mark my words, post-election would be most interesting in Bihar as compared to the present election thing going on. Things would be very, very different post-election. And I will not be surprised if we will be able to see, or we will definitely see, inshallah, another Maharashtra 2 happening in Bihar.
But in what way? Are you saying that if there is, if the contest is close, then you could also ally from outside or from inside?
No. These are all hypothetical questions which I don't know what will happen right now.
No, but you're talking about the Maharashtra example. What is the Maharashtra model in Bihar? What does it mean?
The Maharashtra is that everyone assuming it's a done deal. It's it's over. Nothing is going to happen. But things after election, you have seen so many things changing up, and then BJP lagging behind. So that this is my opinion. I might be wrong. You know,
who is the common enemy? Who is your common enemy? The common enemy of your alliance?
No. The common enemy, political, I mean, enemy is a very strong word. I don't want to use it.
Okay, if not enemy.
But our
opponent, who is your common opponent?
So we are of the opinion that NDA and the RJD-led alliance are two sides of one coin. Because if RJD talks about 15 years of Nitish, what about their 15 years? What have you done in their 15 years? You know, so that is why we are there to fill that political vacuum and to provide an alternate political voice to the people of Bihar. Otherwise, Devendra Prasad Yadav, he said very rightly, in a lighter way, he said that once he went to Germany and he was offered only tea and coffee. So he said, Bihar is the same thing, it's either tea or coffee. So I said, okay, sir, now we'll provide an alternative. He said, yes, you have to do that. It cannot be tea and coffee all the time.
What is your third drink?
No, our third drink is better than tea and coffee. It's a more energized drink, which will definitely lead to making Bihar a more stronger state. Because you see, 40 parliament seats in Bihar. It's a very strong state, and you have all these migrant laborers coming back, going there. You have that children dying of fever. Then you had an unfortunate, horrible incident of Muzaffarpur, that case where children were sexually abused. So these are things which are very important. And I feel that Nitish Kumar has lost the sense of his own political purpose. And that is why people of Bihar, we are putting forward our views and hope to see that we will be able to win.
But you are open to alliances post-poll. Am I correct?
No. Well, if we do well and we win enough seats, then anything can happen. But to answer your question, I don't think so. I'll be able to answer this question of yours right now. You know, it would be wrong on my part because the first main purpose of mine is to ensure that our 19 candidates which are contesting, we work hard for their victory, at the same time go and campaign for all our alliance partners. That is the topmost priority for us. We'll work hard, we'll give our best shot and hope for the best, and then post result, you know, you can ask me again, I'll come again, then I can answer your question.
But you would concede that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is perhaps the most powerful leader in India today, and in the Bihar election, all those who are fighting in the BJP, whether they are candidates or whether they are ideologues, that they are really giving it a good fight and they want to sweep the state.
Well, if the Prime Minister was so strong, why can't he kick out the Chinese who have occupied 1,000 square kilometers?
No, I think we're talking about Bihar right now. No. I can't compare that with China, what's happening in Ladakh.
No. Please understand that Bihar is also part of India. Every Bihari is concerned about how the Chinese have entered Indian territory and occupied. If Mr. Modi was so strong, why is it that his own ally, LJP, is contesting against his another ally? If Mr. Modi was so strong, why is it that he couldn't stop, the unemployment after lockdown in Bihar was 46%. Throughout India, 26%. This shows how strong Mr. Narendra Modi is. It is also, and Mr. If Mr. Modi is winning, it's because of Congress Party. It's because there's no opposition to him. And he's happy as long as Congress Party is there. Modi knows that the biggest threat of Narendra Modi is the Congress Party.
So last couple of questions, Mr. Owesi. The last couple of days has been very interesting because of this song, Mumbai Mein Kaaba. You know, you must have heard about it, that the filmmaker, the Bollywood filmmaker, Anubhav Sinha, had this had put out this rap song in which Manoj Bajpayee, the actor, is performing, and he talks about this migrant crisis, and it's in Bhojpuri. And then the Bihar BJP put out a response to that, where they said Bihar mein iba, basically also saying that there's a lot of development.
Yeah, but then again, they cannot even have their original song. They have to copy it and steal it from someone else.
आपने देखे आपने ये गाने सुने?
नहीं मैंने मैं मैंने देखा, न्यूज में पढ़ा, प्रिंट ने भी अपने न्यूज वेबसाइट पे कैरी किया था, मैंने पढ़ा. But this shows the intellectual dishonesty of BJP के वहाँ से खींच लिए. अरे भाई, if I'm taking something from Jyoti Malhotra, I should give her the credit. And then you have to say, अरे भाई, ये तो मैंने लिखा था lyrics. तो फिर ठीक है, दूसरा लिख देते हैं. So this is how BJP works. You know, this is how they want to use all these catchy songs, catchy slogans. You know, Prime Minister goes out and says 1, 2, 3, 4, ABCDEF. You know, so it's not going to work anymore. People are getting tired of all these gimmicks of BJP.
Chaliye, Mr. Owesi, we wish you and your alliance all the best. It's going to be a very interesting next few weeks with the BJP, the Janata Dal Alliance, the RJD, and of course your 5-party alliance.
Thank you
for your time. Thank you. Please do subscribe to the Prince YouTube channel. We have lots of videos and interviews like this.
I've done it.